From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more aftershocks from Britain's decision to leave the European Union. Founding member states of the European Union are pressing for Britain to leave quickly. This week, we'll see much shuttle diplomacy as officials work to contain the Brexit fallout. On Tuesday, Prime Minister David Cameron travels to Brussels, where the EU's other 27 member states will for the first time meet without Britain. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, already in Europe, added previously unannounced stops in London and Brussels to his trips at the last minute.
One country has made a decision. Obviously, it is a decision that the United States had hoped would go the other way, but it didn't. And so we begin with a fundamental respect for voters.
Kerry plans to meet with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond and other officials as part of a process of maintaining ties with Britain when it is less engaged with Europe. A senior Iraqi official says his government's forces have taken the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive. Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab al-Sa'adi says Iraqi forces have taken control of the Julan neighborhood, the last area of the city held by IS. Destruction in the city is said to be extensive. Tens of thousands of people need aid. Iraqi forces are now expected to focus on retaking the city of Mosul. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say security forces have killed more than 135 Islamic State militants, including top commanders. They say many more have been wounded. Regional officials say the fighting in Nangarhar province's Khat district subsided on Sunday. This is VOA News.